Hey, movie and TV fans, EMH here with you. I don't know what we're going to call this segment or what the heck it is that I'm doing. Maybe the EMH show. I don't know. All I know is I haven't been on the Geek Tyrant Weekly podcast in a couple of months. Things have been just really crazy for me. And Dr. Venkman basically said, look, you've got to do something. This is absolutely ridiculous. So here I am, going to try this out. This might be something I can do on my own timetable and just post it, you know, every couple of days or something. So let me know what you think. Oddly enough, we're not going to talk about movies today, though, on the first EMH podcast, solo podcast. We're going to talk about television shows. That's right. I have fallen in love with several new television shows. And so I want to give you my top 10 new shows of the season. You may agree, disagree. I will tell you it's very comedy heavy. So please, listen, give me your feedback, and then maybe I'll post some of your comments or record some of your comments for the next podcast. Let's start with number 10. Kelsey Grammer returns to network television with Hank. This is, you know, kind of your fish out of water, riches to rags story. He's a rich CEO. He loses pretty much everything. Him and his wife and his kids move back to their homeland of Virginia. And she's, as the wife, she's got to get used to her husband again. He's got to get used to her. He's got to get used to the kids because he's a workaholic. And it's kind of funny. I like it. Like I said, it's number 10. I honestly, unless it gets really better ratings, it's not going to be around very long. But I enjoy it. I think Kelsey Grammer is a wonderful comedic actor. And I like seeing him on the screen. So Hank is my number 10. Number 9, Jenna Elfman sitcom, Accidentally in Love. Again, it's like someone saw the movie Knocked Up and said, hey, let's make a TV show around that idea. She has a one-night stand with a kid much younger than her, and she decides to keep the baby. And so now she's pregnant, and she's had this guy move in with her, but they're not dating. It is a platonic relationship, at least for now. Kind of funny. She's got some friends that, she's got a sister character and a best friend that both provide a lot of comedic relief. The show's, it's okay. It's not incredible, but it's funny. Number 8, my first drama on the list, Christian Slater leaves the ensemble cast of The Forgotten. They work to identify John Doe's and Jane Doe's, you know, bodies that have been discovered and not identified. It's a good story. I think it's fueled by Christian Slater's character because his daughter was abducted or went missing, and he never found out what happened to her. So that's kind of, you know, his backstory, and this is how he copes with that. So The Forgotten, check it out Monday nights. Is it Monday or Tuesday? I don't know. You look it up yourself. Number 7, Let's Make a Deal. That's right. CBS has resurrected the game show. Let's Make a Deal is back. It's very exciting. Wayne Brady is giving people envelopes and saying, do you want to keep the money in the envelope, or do you want to trade it for what's behind curtain number 1? I like it. Check it out. Afternoons on CBS. Number 6, Glee. You know what? When this show started, I thought, man, it's been a while since there's been a good comedy set in a high school. I love the way that they do the little Glee Club versions of these songs. It's really fresh, exciting. And then after 2 episodes, it got so incredibly dysfunctional that I don't know if this show's going to find a core audience that's going to stay with it. Because some of the characters, the stupid characters, are so over-the-top stupid. The insensitive, racist characters are so over-the-top insensitive and racist and so on and so forth. So we're going to see. The last few episodes have been better, though, so we'll see. Fox has picked it up for the rest of the to do a full season, but right now Glee stands at number 6. Number 5, the only other drama on my list, Flash Forward. I think they've kind of taken some of the ideas and the concepts from Lost and applied them to this show. I think that's really cool. It's one of those shows where you see the commercial for it, and then you think, is that going to sustain itself as a whole television show, or would that have made a better movie? But so far, the way they're peeling the layers of the different characters every week and revealing more of their past, it's been very compelling television. I love that show. ABC, clearly the network of new shows this year. Flash forward, you're about to hear three more from ABC. Number four, Modern Family, the ABC comedy. Ed O'Neill's back. I think this show is successful because instead of having your traditional main plot and two subplot stories going on, Modern Family has three separate main plots, three separate families that they're covering, and it keeps the stories fresh. It keeps the things coming. So I think it's very funny, and I think the guy's name is Ty Burrell. I feel bad if that's not his name, but he plays the dad of the, you know, the one that's married and has the three kids. The most traditional looking of the three families, and he's absolutely hilarious. The best thing on that show right now. Number three, The Middle. This is not a show I was going to even give a try. I'm not a big Everybody Loves Raymond fan. This show really surprised me, but it is absolutely hilarious. The three children on that show all play their roles very well. The daughter and the youngest boy are two of the funniest new characters on television, I think, and a great supporting cast there around Patricia Heaton in The Middle. It's very funny. If you're not watching it, you really need to put that on your TiVo list. Number two, Community. I was so wanting this show to be funny, and it has been. I love Chevy Chase. I think there's a generation of people that know him from Christmas Vacation, because that's like an eternal success. But not a lot of people really understand how funny this guy can be, and he's been great on that show. But a tremendous supporting cast. These other characters, the first episode I was thinking, I just don't know how that's gonna work, how they're gonna gel together. But that show is getting funnier and smarter every week. I just watched the Halloween episode from last week, and I thought it was tremendous. Good show there, Community. But the number one new show, and maybe the biggest surprise for me, is ABC's Cougar Town. Let me tell you, I just didn't know if Courtney Cox could do this without the rest of the Friends cast, but there has been a supporting group put around her that is very, very funny. She's doing a wonderful job, and the show, I don't know, it's been fresh. It's been exciting for me every week to watch it. It's the show that I'm most excited to see as far as the new shows. It's the one I can't wait to come on every week. So that is my number one new show. There's my top 10 list. Now, you may think about some science fiction shows. You may like action. You may prefer the drama. There's a lot of stuff, obviously, I could have left out. Please give me your comments. Make your list. Post them on the little link below. You know how this site works. Post your comments. I'll review some of them on my next little podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. I'd like to do it again real soon. And let me know what you want me to talk about. Movies. Do you want me to do some of my top five lists? Do you want me to do some of the this or that kind of things? Whatever. Just let me know what you want from me in this segment. And I'm really excited to be a part of it. I hope to join the rest of the guys on the podcast again as soon as I can. But have a wonderful day. Tell all your friends about the new Geek Tyrant Audio EMH Corner. Or help me name the darn segment. That'd be great. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.